On Longwood University Week, we should look to change how we view addiction. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Kevin Doyle, associate professor of education, describes better ways of treatment.
Our country is in the midst of an opioid crisis, which can also be seen as a larger addiction epidemic. How did this reality come to be, and how can counselors most effectively play a role in solutions to it? One way is to recognize that this is a public health emergency. We need to change how we view addiction. This country does not treat substance use disorders as the medical conditions that they are. We continue to look at people with this disorder as bad, immoral, and criminal, rather than people with a treatable illness, much similar to diabetes, hypertension, and heart disease. By looking at people in this way, we do not react with the type of response that an epidemic needs. With this disorder, people often try self-treatment rather than seeking out appropriate care. We see things like parents grounding their kids, children flushing their parents' cigarettes or alcohol. People need to seek help for a substance use disorder from professional providers, not try to handle the problem themselves through a show of force or discipline. We've had great success with medications such as Suboxone and Methadone, which allow people with an opioid use disorder to replace high-risk opioid use with safer medication-assisted treatment. But throwing medication alone at a problem will have only a minimal impact at best. People with a complex set of problems associated with substance use disorders need effective trained counselors and access to a wide variety of services to enable them to return to full health and functioning. We need accessible, affordable, evidence-based treatment for those with substance use disorders.
That was Kevin Doyle of Longwood University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.